Tiddalik the Frog. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in the dream time, lived a frog called Tiddalik. Tiddalik was the largest frog in the entire world. One very warm morning, he woke up with feeling very, very thirsty and started to drink the fresh water. He drank and kept drinking until all the fresh water in the entire billabong was gone. When the other animals arrived in the billabong to get their morning drink, they found it was all dried up. This made them very sad. They knew Tiddalik the frog had drunk all the water. They knew they needed to come up with a plan to get the water back, but they didn't know how. They thought and they thought and they thought until they realized that the best way to get the water back was to make Tiddalik loath. If they could make him loath, then all the water would come spilling out of his mouth and back into the billabong. The first animal to try and make him loath was the echidna. She rolled herself up into a tight little ball and rolled up down the bank of the billabong like a bowling ball. The kangaroo loath, and so did the emu, but Tiddalik didn't loath. The next animal to try and make Tiddalik loath was the wombat. The wombat stood up on his hind legs and danced around in a circle until he fell over in the dirt. The gala loathed and so did the goanna, but Tiddalik didn't loath. The next animal to try and make Tiddalik loath was the kookaburra. She perched herself on a branch close to Tiddalik and told her funniest story. It was so funny that the burst out loathing, but Tiddalik didn't loath. He just sat there with his big belly full of all the water. Finally, the snake decided to try and make Tiddalik loath. She started to dance and dance, wriggling and squirming all over the ground until she eventually tied herself into a knot. The knot was so tight that she struggled and struggled to untie herself, but was stuck. Tiddalik watched it struggle around, trying to untie herself, and let out a small chuckle. The small chuckle turned into a rumbling in his tummy before it turning into a great big belly loath. The water came crunching out of his mouth and filling the billabong back up once again.